This is a Discovery Church podcast. Every heart found in Jesus' story. Wherever you are in your journey of faith, we pray that this message brings you deep encouragement. If you would like to get involved in the life of our church, head over to discoverychurch.com.au or check out our social media or YouTube channel.
I love how women have always been central to the story of God. Well, welcome back to the Nourish Podcast. Great to have you joining us. I've got Gabby here in the studio again with me today, and we are in the midst of a series called, actually, we're at our final week, but if it goes well, we might do more because there are so many Psalms. We've been diving into the Psalms. There's 150 of them, poems, songs, and prayers. We decided to do this at this time of the year, Psalms that sustain us, because the year's getting busy. We're only a few weeks out from Christmas now. Calendars are full, and we wanted to create a moment of pause in people's day. So today we're doing Psalm 103.
Yes.
We're going to jump straight in. We're going to look at what is this psalm about? What does it teach us about the nature of God? Why it sustains us, and an invitation for people listening today. So let me read it. Psalm 103, here we go. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower in the field. The wind blows over it and is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul.
Whew. I love that.
Amazing.
It's a long one.
It is a long one.
It's a long one.
What's this psalm about? What's the message that it's sending you, Gabby?
That he is all we need.
Yep.
And his love is unfailing. I think for me, it brings me back to, hey, our time is short, but God is everlasting.
So good.
Yeah. Mm. That kind of re-perspective, shift in perspective from, you know, get your head out of the busyness and the, you know, the all-consuming world of your little life and remember that God is everlasting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. And I agree with you. It's just such a good reminder. I think my eyes were immediately drawn to verse 10. He does not treat us as our sins deserve.
Mm.
And just the message in this psalm all the way through is that slow to anger.
Mm.
The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in love.
Yep.
He does not treat us as our sins deserve.
Yeah.
He could.
Yes.
But he doesn't.
Yep.
And that's amazing. What a gift.
Yeah, absolutely.
I loved, I don't know about you, but I loved this opening, praise the Lord, O my soul, forget not his benefits.
Mm.
Like my spirit starts to rise when I read this list, who forgives all your sins, mm. heals all your diseases, redeems your life from the pit, crowns you with love and compassion, satisfies your desires with good things and renews your youth like the eagles.
Mm.
Forgives, heals, redeems, crowns, satisfies, renews.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Like if you needed some encouragement today, friends, I don't know which one of those you need to receive. Do you need to be forgiven? Do you need to be healed? Do you need to be redeemed? Do you need to be crowned or remember that you are crowned with yeah. compassion to be satisfied, to be renewed?
Mm.
All of those things mm. for those who follow God.
Yeah. Yep. And yeah, it's one benefits. Of the yeah, yeah. And it's one of the things that I love about this psalm is it's like the one-stop shop.
I'm like, sign me up.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll have this all is, of those. Thank
yeah.
you.
This is the gospel in a psalm yes, pretty yes, much.
It is. It is.
It's, you know, he has done all of these things for us and all of the things that we deserve we don't get because of his goodness. And then towards the end, bless the Lord. You know, yeah. our response is worship. And I love that about this. You know, if I ever need the one-stop shop
mm.
snapshot of God's heart,
yeah,
this is where it is.
Yeah,
which I love.
It's so good.
Righteous, just, merciful, gracious, forgiving, mm. the lover of our soul.
Yeah, amazing.
It's beautiful.
Interestingly, you chose this psalm and we were talking about this offline because mm. if you've been listening along, we've done Psalm 27 and then we did Psalm 145, which you chose.
Yes.
And it's giving similar vibes, mm-hmm. I will say, to use mm-hmm. the language of my teenagers. It's giving Psalm 145 vibes.
It is, it is.
Because that theme of generational blessing comes up again.
Yeah.
Themes of compassion.
Yep.
Again,
yeah,
themes of like that call to worship and mm. the only fitting response to the goodness of God being yeah. praise.
Yeah.
So interesting that this draws you again. There must yeah. be some common themes between those two psalms yeah. that we were talking about that draw you back time and time again yeah. to these two psalms.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we were talking before, we'd talked about this and the fact that we had these, that I'd chosen these psalms with similar themes. And I to be very honest, I'm the kind of person that really likes to get things right
mm.
and really likes to do the right thing. And in my walk with God, that was the one thing that really turned me off my relationship with God. At the end of my teenage years, I had been doing religion and not relationship. I yeah. was doing, you know, being the good Christian girl and doing all the right things according to what I felt like God wanted. And then it got to the point where I was like, I just don't want that anymore. Yeah. And getting to the point in my relationship with God where I thought, I don't want this kind of relationship. I don't want religion and doing the right things in order to be right with God all the time. And I think those verses in both of the Psalms where it talks about God not being quick to anger but being very compassionate
yeah.
means that I don't have to do all of the right things.
Mm.
It shifts the perspective for me from being one of do the right things and you'll be worthy of love.
Yes.
To, hey, God loves you anyway and he's actually not angry at you.
Mm.
He's very slow to anger.
Mm.
And when I think about my slow to anger, it might be, you know, maybe a minute's build up instead of 20 seconds or yes. 10 seconds
yeah.
in build up to anger. But God being slow to anger is outside of time, you know.
Yeah.
God doesn't measure time the way that we do. So when we think slow to anger,
mm.
we often put a time frame on, mm. oh, well, how slow is he to anger? How long before he gets angry at us? But I think the thing that I come back to in these psalms and in these verses in particular is that he is compassionate.
Yeah.
And that the anger isn't the driving part. The compassion and the love is the driving part of our mm. relationship with him. And it means that you can take it from religion in being, you know, doing the right things and like the Pharisees did, you know, I kept all yeah. of the laws to make God happy. And it takes it into that relationship space where Jesus says, well, yeah, you're always going to mess up and that's okay. You know, you're not going to get things right all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm actually not mad at you. I just love you.
Yeah.
And this is my compassion to you, that I would do all of these things for you, when it says, you know, that he's redeemed our lives, that he's forgiven our iniquities, he's healed all of our diseases. He crowns us with steadfast love and mercy. And that's his response,
yeah,
to our moments where we're not great.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because sometimes even when we come to a realization and a knowledge and a belief that God is compassionate towards us, sometimes we still struggle to be compassionate towards ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
Yes. Very much so. Very much so.
Like, I think we're happy to be more willing to be compassionate towards others.
Yeah. Yep.
But really, if our God is slow to anger and compassionate towards us, and we are being formed in his image, that compassion towards others but also towards ourselves,
yeah,
should be growing.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's hard.
It is. It's very hard.
Sometimes we're hard on ourselves, way harder than God would ever be.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I had a dear friend of mine who asked me a really great question that I think a lot about. And I was explaining to her a challenging situation that I had faced. And I thought that I'd really failed in that moment in my response. And she said, all right, what's the compassionate perspective?
Yes.
For yourself in that moment, where does the compassion lie? And I really struggled to identify how to be compassionate towards myself. And so I love that's just God's nature, is that he is compassionate, and that we can rest in that despite any failures that we might have or where we don't quite meet the mark, that his steadfast love never fails, that his mercy is new every morning. And that we can rest in his compassion, as well as developing compassion for ourselves.
Yeah, and compassion for others. I think the slow to anger piece is a good reminder, isn't it? Because especially at a time of the year like this, when we feel stretched.
Yes.
Like the bandwidth or the margin for the extra grace that sometimes we have and we aspire to have is diminished.
Yep.
I heard somebody say recently, you know, sometimes we're in situations with other people where they do something that just, you know, angers us, or maybe they've wronged us in a way, or you feel let down, or, you know, it could be something as simple as someone cut in front of you in the car park and you just absolutely lose it and you think, how rude, or the way that somebody responds to you in the shops, or it could be anything. And I heard someone say recently, there's always a story behind that moment. And if we just took the time to respond with a little bit more compassion and to acknowledge, you know, there's another, if I just knew the next part of this story, would I respond differently to this person?
Yeah.
And that's been a helpful reminder for me, like when I've wanted to respond or react in a certain way to someone's behavior, to take a pause and go, if I just knew the next part of their story, I may respond differently. So take a moment and just think it through.
Yeah.
Grace upon grace. But I love this reminder of the compassion of God towards us, the grace of God towards us. From everlasting to everlasting, to restore us and redeem us and forgive us.
Yeah.
And how might we, as ones who are being formed in his image, receive that from him freely as daughters and sons of God, but also start to embody that in the way that we are with the people in our lives. It's awesome. Generational love and blessing. Yeah, I love that generational theme that keeps coming up as well, which echoes back to the Psalm 145 as well.
Yep.
That one generation would commend your works to another, and it comes out again in this one, what does it say? But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him and his righteousness with their children's children.
Yeah.
With those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. So there is a response there when we walk in obedience.
Yeah,
these
that's
are the
right.
benefits of God that are available to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
I love that. And walking in obedience, to come back to what you shared about needing to get everything right, I think sometimes we equate obedience with getting everything right.
Yes.
Which I think actually is a mistake on our part.
Yes, very much so.
Obedience, responding, you know, following after Jesus in our brokenness.
Yeah.
But with a heart that wants to follow after him.
Yeah.
That wants to be formed into his image.
Yeah.
We might not always get it right.
Yeah.
But a heart that's postured towards obedience.
Yeah.
Is what the Lord asks for.
Yep.
Yeah.
And God never wastes anything.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he doesn't waste a season.
No. And so we might make a choice that perhaps, you know, whether it was right or wrong, sometimes is irrelevant. It's the choice that we make. And then we watch God's faithfulness in that season to come, and he will always use what we offer him with a heart of humility and a heart of obedience and just wanting to follow the things that he has put out before us. And yeah, I love that we can trust him with that, that we don't always have to make the right decision.
Yes.
You know, when it comes to, oh, what's your call for my life, God? You know, the big question, what is the call for my life? I don't want to make the wrong choice. Is it the wrong choice? I think that obedience piece is the key. If you're being obedient and, you know, following the things that you feel like God is asking you to do, we see his goodness and his faithfulness in that.
Yeah, so good.
Mm.
So what's the invitation that you'd love to extend, or what's the invitation that stands out to you in this psalm?
Yeah.
For people listening?
I think one of the things that really stands out to me in this psalm is verse 15 and 16, where it says, "As for a man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower in the field, for the wind passes over it and it's gone, and its place knows no more." And then in verse 17, "But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him."
Mm.
And so for me, I think in this season where things get so busy and we got so bogged down sometimes in our immediate world, to draw our eyes back to the eternal perspective of the season. And what is the eternal perspective right now? It's that, yeah, our lives are fleeting. Doesn't mean that they're insignificant, but they're fleeting. What are our lives as part of the bigger picture, you know, God's bigger story, and how do we play our part in that bigger story, including in this season where the danger is to get so immersed in the busyness of the season and everything that is right before us vying for our attention.
Yeah.
What's our part in the bigger story of Jesus?
Love it.
And how are we playing that part, and how are we participating in his bigger story amongst the busyness of the season and the vying for our attention?
So good.
Mm.
Yeah, I think for me it's the verse to forget not.
Mm.
Forget not all his benefits. And I think to echo what you're saying, in a season where it's easy to forget and get swept up in the activity, let's forget not his benefits. And for, you know, the question would be, what's the Lord inviting me to remember about him today?
Yeah.
Do I need to remember that he's a God who forgives my sin?
Mm.
Even when, what is it, and who doesn't treat my sin as I deserve to be treated?
Yep.
Do I need to be reminded that God heals all my diseases?
Mm.
And for someone who is maybe waiting on their healing, a reminder that even if the Lord hasn't healed you at this point, he is well able.
Yeah.
And he is a healer.
Yeah.
Doesn't always look the way we imagine it.
Yes.
But he is a God who heals. Do I need to be reminded that that we worship a God who redeems our life from the pit?
Mm.
Do I need to be reminded that he crowns me with love and compassion? Maybe someone today needs to be reminded that he crowns you with love and compassion. Maybe you're in a state of self-loathing or of just beating yourself up about something, and you need to be reminded that he crowns you with love and compassion.
Yeah.
He satisfies your desires with good things.
Mm.
Not just mediocre things, but good things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, we've got to wrap this up, but Gabby, why don't you read the psalm over us?
Yeah.
One more time, as we've been doing. It's been great to bookend these episodes with reading the scripture over ourselves and over our listeners, and then I'll pray for us and we'll close.
Yeah, great. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies your soul with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion on those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. As for a man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it and it is gone, and its place is known no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you his angels, your mighty ones who do his good word, who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Father, we just thank you for the power of your word over us today. We thank you for the reminder that you're a God who saves us. You're a God who sees us. You're a God who heals us, who redeems us, who crowns us, who renews us, Lord. So I just pray that you would help us to open ourselves up to how you want us to receive you afresh today. I thank you that this psalm really is just the hope that you offer us, God, that as Gabby said, this psalm is the gospel message, all prayerfully put here for us out of the heart of David. And Lord, we thank you that you are slow to anger, that you are abounding in love, that your compassion is towards us and your mercy is towards us. And we praise you today, God, for who you are. And we pray that you would help us not forget you in this season, that you would help us to make room and to make space to be with you, to commune with you, to connect with you, to talk with you, to enjoy your presence. And we thank you for the joy that it is to worship you today. And I just pray a blessing over our friends who are listening today, God, wherever they might be. Would you meet them in a fresh way today? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, thanks, Gabby.
It's
been so good diving into the Psalms over the last couple of weeks. And thank you to all of those who have joined us on the journey. We pray joy and peace and blessing over you this Advent season and as you head into the new year as well. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you again on the Nourish podcast really soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Discovery Church podcast. It is our mission that every heart is found in Jesus' story. If you were moved by this episode, please take 30 seconds to share it on your social media. It only takes a couple of seconds to create life-changing impact.